It is time for WITY Profile. With me this morning, well, if you know anything about Labor Day, you know there's a lot of events that goes on throughout the area, and none bigger than the Westville Lions Club celebration for 2025. With me is Mandy Alvarez, and Mandy is the president of this great club. Mandy, first off, thanks for taking time out of your schedule. It should be a great year. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having it.
Wonderful opportunity for us to talk a little bit about. Let's jump in first. Let's talk a little bit about the club itself. And this has been going on for many, many years. I remember back around the 100th anniversary of this, a former president and I was very good friends. And it was the year that we just went all out. I think I actually emceed the parade, which is an unusual occurrence with all of that. It goes on that 2.5-3 hours that it goes. And it was for a long day, especially in those months of September when it's really hot. Let's talk about how long this thing has been going on and what can people expect when they're coming in.
This year is our 114th year doing the Labor Day celebration. We're very excited about it. The club itself, we meet on the 2nd and 4th Wednesdays of the month at 6:30 there at the Westville Public Library. So if you're interested in becoming a member, by all means, show up and we'll have you as our guest. We are a very small group of community members, mostly from Westville, that just like to host and raise awareness to the things that are happening in Westville.
Well, the nice thing about it is it's small, but it's very mighty, especially with some of the events. If those of you that are listening this morning that has not been to a Westville Labor Day celebration, first off, you're missing out. Second off, when Mandy says that it has, a lot of Lions clubs have shrank over the last several years, some of them post-COVID, some of them pre-COVID, things of that nature. There's been a lot of variables, but you guys in Westville have what I would consider a great core group of people that are very hard workers. A lot of things go into it. I know a lot of things go into it for the simple fact that I know what it takes to run that Labor Day parade. And you guys have on that day, let's just jump to that, about some of the people that take part in that and just how hard they do work, because they've got walkie-talkies and you're talking for not just one or two blocks. We're talking for 10, 12, 15 blocks that you're trying to get everything set up, get everything rolling from the side streets. And it is a very big event.
It's a huge event. Of course, we have people start lining up at 10. The parade will start at 11:30 down Route 1. The theme this year is Let the Good Times Roll, so kind of Mardi Gras, but so decorate your vehicles and your Mardi Gras theme, and we will let the good times roll down Route 1 at 11:30.
You know, a lot of people, for years, it's been an interesting concept because of the Danville Parade, and then a lot of them come straight down from there. So if you are getting involved, if you want more information on the parade, still some time to get involved with that. You can actually probably get on, I would assume, your Facebook page and maybe send a message that way. Is there any other way? If an organization is trying to get a hold of you for the parade while we wrap up this portion of our profile today, how do they get a hold of somebody? What's the best way to do so?
Yeah, you can follow us on Facebook. There will be direct links just to our Westville Lions Club website. And from our website, you can sign up to be in the parade. It doesn't cost anything. It just kind of sends us a direct link to who's interested and where we can have an idea where to put you in the parade. What fits.
That'll be just one of the big moments. Let's talk about some of the events that's going to be happening. You know, the one thing that I like about this is it all kicks off the week before, and then even you got some events before that. Let's talk about the events, where it starts, what it starts with as far as the event, and then maybe take us through that week all the way up to Saturday, because I know Saturday's going to be a very busy day for you guys.
Yes, yeah, Saturday is the big day, but on Saturday, August 23rd, will be our Queen, the Junior Miss, and Little Miss pageant, which is at the Westville Junior High School, and that will start at 6 o'clock. Kelly and Tracy that are in charge of that are very excited about the number of girls who have came out to be interested in being our queen or our junior miss or the little miss. The following day on Sunday, August 24th, we will have our pretty baby contest. The registration will start at 10 a.m. that morning, and then the actual contest will be at 11, and that is also at the Westville Junior High. And then we'll skip to Friday, August 29th, where the carnival will start at 6 p.m. and run till 10 p.m. And then the big day, Saturday.
Absolutely. This is not only the carnival. You've got so many other items that goes on that particular Saturday. A couple of other places in the Westville area are having things, so it's a nice team up for the Westville Lions Club. Let's go through a lot of those all the way up to the concert that's happening on Saturday night.
Yep. On Saturday, our vendors, we have a vendor row that'll start at 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. So those are just going to be local craft vendors that are highlighting their craft. The carnival will run from noon to 5. They'll take a small break and come back from 6 to 10. So that will happen. And then Drew Baldridge with Neon Rodeo. The gates will open at 6 p.m. right there in Zamberletti Park. So we're super excited about that. With that, we have some amazing sponsors. I just want to highlight a few of them. Events like this is just not possible without them. I just want to give a shout out to the Superior Construction, the Danville's Golden Nugget Casino, RC Electric, Sparklight, and Carnegie Towing. Those are just a few. We have so many, and we couldn't be more grateful for them.
In a community the size of Westville, it's always nice to have those on-hand people. A lot of those businesses are right there in the Westville area, and a lot of them will step up to bring in that concert that night. It's going to be a great time for a lot of people to get involved, and you can't do it without the sponsors. So we know about Saturday. We know about what's going to happen on Monday. Take us through some of the items that's going to be going on both Sunday and Monday, other than the parade, which we've already talked about.
Yeah, so on Sunday, our vendors will open back up at 10 a.m. and go till 9, so you can go back down to that craft vendor show and see what they've got. The carnival will open back up from noon to 5, take that small break for an hour, and come back 6 to 10. We'll have our raffle extravaganza at noon at Zamberletti Park. There'll be a blood drive from 1 p.m. to 4:30, also at Zamberletti Park. And then we'll have a foam party for kids 12 and under from 4:30 to 6:30. And then the highlight of the night will end in a gigantic fireworks show, which will begin at dusk. The Westville Lions Club partners with our village for that, and we are very grateful that we have a wonderful supporting village that can kick in some funds to make sure that that is successful.
Well, and a lot of people, the crossover between the Lions Club and the Village Board and things like that, I know over the year has always had a successful relationship between the two. I know many of you have seen lots of good fireworks displays. This is right there in your own backyard. I always tell people Westville is about 20 minutes from anywhere, so if you want to come out, that'll be a great opportunity. You know, and then with all that going on, the fireworks display, all of that, we move to Monday. We talked about the Labor Day Parade that will be going on at 11:30 with the lineup, as Mandy said earlier. Some of the other things as we get ready to close out the weekend, which will be a full week and weekend for you guys at Lions Club. What's going to be going on that Monday?
The vendors will open from 10 to 4. So when you're done with the parade, get down there, have lunch. We have so many food vendors going to be there. And then the carnival will go from noon to 5. So again, right after the parade's over with, head that way and take advantage of some of those rides. And of course, we already talked about the parade that's happening
at
11:30.
And there's still plenty of time for you to get involved with that, whether you've got an organization, whether you've got a classic car, whether you've got anything. Just get on the Facebook sites. As Mady said, you guys can register for that if you're coming. If you've got questions, you can ask them there. Is there any kind of good number, whether it's you or one of your other officers, that you would like to, if somebody wanted to call to find out more information, how they can get a hold of you guys?
We are very, very active on Facebook, so I'm constantly monitoring that. So sending messages straight through Facebook is great. My phone number is 217-497-7533. I'll be happy to help take your information and make sure that you are registered as well. Like I said, it's no cost to register through our website, which there will be links on Facebook for that as well. Lots of information on our Facebook page, so definitely follow us there.
It's great. I mean, 114th anniversary of this great festival through the Westville Lions Club for all of these years. With everything that's going on this weekend and the week before with the Queen and with the Little Miss and things like that, it's going to be a great weekend for you to put Westville, Illinois on your particular calendar of events for Labor Day weekend. And each year we get a chance to talk with the president. The last couple of years I've got a chance to talk with Mandy. Anything else that you want to add about anything on the weekend, anything we may have missed, or anything that you want to put out there for just the weekend or events or anything like that?
Just that the Drew Baldridge tickets are definitely still on sale. So get on our website and get those tickets in advance. That is always helpful. We've got the $10 general admission tickets. But if you want to be closer to the stage and be more a part of the party, we do have the party pit tickets that are $25.
That'll be great. Mandy Alvarez has been my guest. Mandy, the best of luck to you and all the other Lions for this year's 2025 Lions Club celebration. Thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule to visit with us. And we'll look forward to seeing you the weekend of Labor Day.
Thanks for having me.
That's going to do it for WITY Profile. For this day, I'm Chuck Sargent.